This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Hope everyone is driving around safely. Anthony, I've left as I'm working from home today because of the weather. While it is, God bless you, sir, for and your very wavy waves as you trip off the do-rag just as the show gets started. I wish I had that on the stream, ready to go. I was on the old one shot here. As we get started, I'm working from home and I decided today that I'm going to do something I don't usually do, which is, because the light, like it's all messy, but it's not that bright out because it's snowing. And so I've left my window open to my left so I can see this beautiful snowfall, which is only beautiful because I'm inside. Everyone out there, drive safely. We know how the DMV gets with weather. I also think it's absolutely hilarious that they're like, you must all return to work. And Mother Nature's like, middle finger to you, everybody go home. Because all the federal offices and everything that was going to make traffic hell in D.C. and probably will make traffic hell in D.C. ultimately. By the way, how bad has it been in AVR the last couple days, considering that's where our studio is? And I haven't been in because I'm at home today and was at Capital One yesterday.
Sticking a little bit right now.
Not the weather, the traffic.
Oh, the traffic.
Oh, you took the metro in today.
It wasn't a lot yesterday.
Yesterday wasn't too bad. I'm hoping that because we go and leave at funky times, because we're an afternoon drive radio show, that we're going in when everyone else is going out, but we also got to be in before they leave, that we can avoid some of the chaos. But I know that they were expecting it to be real nasty down there in Southwest or Southeast DC. So anyway, the point is, be safe out there. The snow's starting to really pick up. And it's coming down pretty good. It doesn't look like it's quite sticking yet, but it's starting to. And we'll give everybody more weather updates throughout the show. Last night, the only thing that was precipitating in Los Angeles was cheers for Luka Doncic. That's where we're going to start the show quickly. And then we will circle back fairly quickly on a vibe check Tuesday to the Commanders. And hey, how's everybody feel about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl? Guessing not great, but just, I don't know. We had a lot of interesting calls yesterday, Anthony, that I thought were worth exploring in terms of, all right, like some people were like NFC East pride. Other people were like, hey, it actually made me feel better about the Commanders and kind of how they performed considering what happened to the Chiefs. There's other people that hated everything because it's the Eagles. And like, of course, we don't want to see the Eagles win because we're in D.C. and they're rivals. So we'll get to all that coming up here in a few. But last night in Los Angeles, and it's really not just what happened last night in Los Angeles, Anthony, as your boys, the Lakers, welcome Luka Doncic, had a pretty humble performance. It was a blowout win, didn't need to play that much. LeBron actually left that game early hurt, which is not ideal, but hopefully he's good to go in a couple days. They have one more game against Utah before the All-Star break. But I think it's not just seeing how the red carpet was rolled out in LA, but comparing and contrasting that of what happened in Dallas last night is yet another reminder in a year where we have gotten, specifically here in DC, more of them than you ever could have imagined, how important ownership is and what good and bad ownership looks like in certain areas. And this is not to say that the Mavs ownership is all bad and the Lakers ownership is all good. I think the Lakers ownership has largely been a mess the last couple of years. Basically since the bus Jerry Buss, the patriarch of that family, passed away. They had the power struggle between Jeannie and Jim and on through the end of the Kobe era. And they get LeBron. He kind of saves the franchise a little bit and wins them an extra title because he's LeBron freaking James. So they still have the cachet and all of that. But there's just they run like a mom and pop organization in a lot of ways, even though they're the glitziest and glammiest operation in the league in terms of value and name value and brand value. Like, they are a family owned business and they very much run that way in a time and a place where most NBA franchises run like corporations, where there's 50, 60, 100, 200 people working on the basketball operation alone. The Lakers are like, yeah, we got this, assistant here and that there. And it's just a smaller thing. And it's someone like JJ Redick, who's been around the league a little bit more, worked in a place like Philly, where obviously we know how Josh Harris runs things. But he played in Philadelphia. Like, he's seen the bigger operations, what it's like with a real analytics staff, more investment in strength conditioning. And that was, at this point when JJ was in Philly, was like 8 years ago. Nevertheless, what he saw when Ballmer was running the Clippers across town, and, obviously the Clippers just built the Intuit Dome and they've got this new practice facility that's insane. So, like, the Lakers, this is not to say the Lakers are perfect, but there is nobody that does, these are our stars, we're going to treat them like stars, better than the Los Angeles Lakers. And last night, Anthony, I will not soon forget your face when you saw the news that, or saw the photo of all of the 77 Doncic purple and gold shirts on the seats at Crypto.com Arena. I thought that, like, the face you made is the face I'd imagine you make, where I go, Anthony, did the Commanders just get Myles Garrett? Like, you were full shock and awe.
Yeah.
And instead it was just, there were shirts. But that's how the Lakers run things. And they, heroes welcome. I was listening to Clinton a little bit this morning on his new show. And Clinton talked about how people were at LA or at Crypto.com Arena, like, for warmups, and they just wanted to catch a glimpse of Luke taking some shots there. Like, it was an event. All the big, Lakers legends are there. Somehow Dirk is there. Why is the Mavericks legend there for Luka? I don't know. Maybe Dirk lives in LA now and he wanted to see his guy. Like, I don't know what the deal is with that, but, like, somehow Dirk is there. Like, it's just like this perfect welcome for the guy that is going to be the face of their franchise. And LeBron, to his credit, like, plays a part in this. I think LeBron kind of loves this kind of stuff. And so he texted Luka apparently yesterday morning and was like, hey man, like, if you want to go last in the lineup introductions, you can, like, I'm going to give you that moment. You know, LeBron's going to take it back permanently, but, to say, like, hey, for right now, like, I want you to have this moment. And Luka said that was really, really cool. And he really appreciated that. And it shows what kind of, person and teammate LeBron is. So they have this just incredible dreamlike welcome for their new star. You see what happened in Dallas last night?
Talking about the overtime loss to the Kings?
No, I'm not talking on the court. I'm talking in the stands.
No, I'm not aware.
So on the Jumbotron, they showed at least one fan. I think this happened multiple times, but they show a fan. And he starts a Fire Nico chant the second he gets on the Jumbotron.
Dang.
Nico, as in the Mavericks general manager,
yeah,
who is the architect of the Luka Doncic trade, who has said 17 dumb things since the trade, which was less than a week ago. Just a constant rotation of inexplicable stuff from an NBA general manager, taking shots, or like, he's trying to explain himself, but, like, man, I don't know that you really need to. Like, I appreciate the honesty, but, like, you're being honest with us in a way that reveals you as someone who doesn't get what your job is, which isn't ideal. And so that's, I, again, I always take honesty over being coy about things, but when you tell us something that's honest and in terms of how you feel and what you're saying is dumb, I'm not going to be like, oh, thanks for your honesty. I'm going to let you go on the dumbness. And Nico Harrison, like, one, he made the freaking deal. He did the deal the way he did the deal in terms of the middle of the night, not maximizing the asset, all that kind of stuff. And then he said all kinds of crazy things that basically insinuate that, like, Luka didn't work that hard. He's not that good. We're concerned about him, you know, in the future. And you traded a 25-year-old, soon to be 26-year-old, when he's finished third in MVP voting the last couple of years. And the guy that you traded him for at the centerpiece is already hurt, which I feel bad for Anthony Davis, but like, holy karma. And so you know what they did with this fan who started the Fire Nico chant?
They banned him.
I don't think they banned him, but they did kick him out of the game.
Man.
There's a lot of stuff that fans do that I wish they got kicked out for. There's stuff people say. There is some of the heckling, and I know, like, I don't know how much sympathy is left in D.C. for Bradley Beal, but, like, there was some stuff a couple weeks ago with, like, Brad's kids, where, like, his wife was like, yeah, like, I'd explain to my kids that, or my kid was crying because this jerk behind us was saying terrible things about their dad. And, like, that's a human part of going to a basketball game. But even that's kind of, depending on what exactly was being said, is kind of on the line. Like, if the dude's like, I think the guy was like, hey, Brad, you're a bum. And, like, okay, if that's how you express your fandom, then, like, what are you compared to that guy? And, like, I've crushed Brad within the basketball context quite a bit, even before he got traded. And it's not like he's playing well, but, like, the bum thing is so lame. It's frankly super lame New York sports fan is what it is. And so, okay, fine. But that's kind of part of the territory. Bradley Beal is making 40, 50 mil a year. So, you know, you can call me stuff at that price for certain amounts. And that's just part of the gig. Some of the more personal stuff, that's off limits. That's a human being. But somewhere in there is some gray area and somewhere in there is a line. And if you're a general manager and you make a deal like this, you have to know there's going to be backlash. And that's, by the way, one of the dumbest things that Nico Harrison has said over the last couple of weeks or the last week is that part of the reason they did the deal the way they did and they didn't want it leaking out was because they wanted to mitigate fan backlash. Yeah, we made the dumbest possible deal, and we didn't actually maximize our assets so that you guys wouldn't be mad at us. Huh? What? No. And so they freaking kicked this guy out. And like the thin-skinnedness of that level of pettiness, which emanates down from ownership to what the buses did, and Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka and the staff in L.A. to make Luka feel welcome, is why the Lakers constantly get stars and why teams like the Mavs can draft one and hold on to one, like Dirk for 20 years, because when Mark Cuban was there, they were extraordinarily loyal and would never have done stuff like that. Cuban would not have kicked that dude out. Cuban, I think, had his very sensitive moments and gotten some petty fights over the years with people that I worked with when I worked out in Dallas. But I don't think he's kicking a fan out of the arena for saying fire the GM after he makes a big, bold deal. He understands it's part of the game. And I just think it's lame. And I think it shows the difference in someone like the Buss family, someone like these weirdos that now own the Mavs, someone like a Josh Harris, by the way, that the stuff he takes from Philly fans, he's just like, yeah, whatever. It's part of the deal. And someone like a Dan Snyder who wouldn't even let anybody talk to him. Like, in the grand scheme, it's just a part of the equation, but it's definitively part of the equation. And thank goodness, on the football side of things in town, we have that. And I do genuinely wonder about the basketball operation here and how I definitely think there are certain people, like I don't think Will Dawkins cares at all. I don't know how much Michael Winger cares. I think Ted Leonsis wants to be loved, but finally realized that like the way he was going about that wasn't resulting in him being loved. But I think at the end of the day, like what's important here is that you listen to your fans And it's part of what made like the Ted Virginia thing so like, he's like, oh, this will be great. And everyone's like, hey, we're the people it's supposed to be great for. This isn't great. Hello. Woohoo. And someone like Josh Harris is like, head down. I'm going to do the job best I can. And then, to me, this is the way to go about it. Simply do the right thing. Do the right thing. Take care of people. Prioritize that. Take care of your fans. If you do stuff that's risky, understand that they're going to be upset. But if it's worth doing, they'll be happy with the results in the end. And that's how you be a good owner. And spend money. Spend lots of your money. You have so much money if you're a sports owner. That's how you be a good owner in sports in 2025. And Mavs don't have it, that's for sure. Lakers seem to have some elements of it. And thankfully here in D.C., at least with the football team, we've seen how much that actually matters. All right, when we get back, speaking of the football team, some thoughts from us on a Vibe Check Tuesday before we get into yours at 301-230-0980. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. What do we think, Commanders fans? We talk it out. Maybe this even turns into football therapy next on the Hoffman Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.